fighting for America.
With sincere appreciation to Kevin Miller for your extraordinary efforts to help the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's Mission. You're the hero for all of us in the nonprofit world, but particularly for the Boise Rescue Mission.
Fighting for Idaho.
What you do is not just highlight giving for a one moment in time, but you stress to make giving part of your life.
Fighting for you.
You'll never know, Kevin, how much I love you. So take our
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the Morning here, 580 KIDO. Broadcasting from the Walmart of Garrity and Franklin, we're joined by our friend Terry from the Lighthouse Rescue Mission in Nampa. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Big ups to Team Mazda, Team Subaru for sponsoring this event. And I have to say, it is amazing how many people have brought turkeys. We're well over, I believe, 232 turkeys, something like that. And we still have today and tomorrow to go. So we would love to see you here. We would love for you to donate, and certainly benefiting the Boise Rescue Mission and their ministries here in Canyon County. Terry, good to have you with us, brother.
How are you?
I'm good. So let's talk a little bit about this time of year. Certainly awareness has been raised throughout the Treasure Valley of donating. Where do these donations go? What do they mean?
Well, they mean a lot for us with being able to help out the local community. We have numerous families that come in at this time of the year that are, you know, looking at having to pay just their power bill or their gas bill to keep the heat on, especially when the weather's like this. And so their thoughts of having a holiday dinner, you know, Thanksgiving traditional dinner like we're used to, is one of the last things on their mind. And so they are able to call us, ask us to help out with a food box that has a turkey or a ham in it. And we're able to do that with these donations. These donations are crucial for us.
My two favorite times of year are your banquets at Thanksgiving and Christmas, where you see the families there or individuals that get a chance to get a warm meal, and then they get a food box. Christmas, it's even better because it shows the public-private partnership that you all have with corporations, with big businesses, with small businesses that donate toys, food, and a good time for these folks.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. Tell us about yourself. Why are you at the Lighthouse? Why do you donate? Why are you there?
Well, because the Lord led me there is about the best way I know how to put it.
Okay. How did he leave you there?
Well, I used to work law enforcement for 13 years.
You have that look.
The shaved head and goatee gives me away. I left law enforcement after 13 years and was kind of looking around going, well, what do I want to do now? And when I just had this calling to look at a job, there was the one at the Lighthouse. And literally it was something from the Lord. I have no other way of describing it. And so I called them up. I'd worked with them. I was a probation parole officer out in this area and knew the staff there, talked to them, and they said, that's pretty funny. We were looking for a case manager. Would you be interested? And jumped on it, and I've been there for over 5 years now.
What have the changes gone on in you emotionally, personally, from going from a person working in law enforcement to working in the mission field?
You know, it's...
Have you been rewired?
It's one of those things that the reason I got into law enforcement originally was to help people. You know, I wanted to help. I've always had a protective nature, always, you know, defended, protected my family, served the country like you. But at the same time, it helped me rewire to be able to look at people again and know that, you know, there are some truly good people in this world. I hate to say it, after 13 years in law enforcement, you start to get a little biased where you start looking at people and going, well, there are the good guys, and those are the ones wearing the badge, and everybody else is a bad guy or a potential bad guy.
Right.
And coming back to serving the Lord has allowed me to look at people and see just the loving, caring nature that people have because they have God in their lives.
You've lived in both worlds, punishment and rehabilitation.
Yes.
How do you determine if somebody's savable?
I don't. God does. You know, we do what we can Not everybody is savable. I hate to say that. And that's due to human nature and our choice. But God is there, and God can change anybody. He's changed me. If I didn't have God in my life, I'd hate to imagine the type of person that I would be.
Well, I think I know it'd be that guy John Travolta on To Paris with Love. But for people that are driving around, maybe they'll donate, maybe they'll volunteer, and they see somebody out on the street, and they go, oh, those poor folks. You work with these people. You get them back. Can you take us inside that process?
Well, of course we recommend not, you know, donating to somebody that's on the side of the street, because you don't know where that money's going. But when you donate either your time, your money, your effort, whatever, to Boise Rescue Mission Ministries or any ministry like us, you are actually putting the money in the right spot. And we'll bring those people in. We meet with them. We try to figure out what's going on with them. A lot of the people that we deal with have what it's called like a dual diagnosis type situation, where they have an underlying drug and possible mental health disorder. And so we try to get them targeted into the programs that they need. We have partnerships with numerous entities out there, one of them being Terry Riley. We have some grants to get people mental health counseling over in the Boise area. And when we do that, we're able to get their lives back in order so that they can be back out there, be productive, have their own home, and be able to go home at night and not look at coming to a shelter and staying in a dorm room with a bunch of other people.
Terry, anything else you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, number one, we thank you very much for what you do. I mean, it's amazing that you're out here doing this. This is the second time I've came. I remember you were here earlier. I think it was this year. And
I know I recognize your voice. I may not recognize your face, but I recognize the voice, yes.
Well, thank you. But it's amazing to me that someone like you has the heart that you do. And that tells me that you have God working in your life. And, you know, like I said, all praise and glory to God.
You're right. If God's for us, who can be against?
Yes.
Really. You're doing a great thing, by the way. You know, my goal is to make sure that we recognize what you do. You know, you do it each and every day. That's what inspires me. So,
it's just answering God's calling.
I'm trying to think of something funny, but I can't. But, Terry, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is 6:12, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. As we talked about with Dave Burnett, he made a great point. You know, this is the equivalent of the Governor Otter deciding not to enforce speeding laws. Huge, huge issue last night. 580-5436. 580-KIDO. All right, we'll get to that in a minute. Phone numbers again, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And as I've said before, a lot of people are calling the president the imperial president, the imperial presidency. And really what the president did say last night was, it's only 5 million, what are we going to do? And those of you that listened to the speech or watched the speech or something of that nature, it was interesting when he said it. Is the president being realistic, or is the president just laying the smack down and saying, hey, quite frankly, what are we going to do, deport people? Well, I guess that's the equivalent of somebody coming into your house and moving in and taking over the bedroom, and you say, well, this isn't your place, and they do it anyway. But there's a lot of reaction going on, and let's take a listen to it now here at 580KIDO.
Today, our immigration system is broken, and everybody knows it. When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system.
The president had said before that he's not king, and he's not an emperor, but he's sure acting like one.
Look to Ronald Reagan, your hero. Look what he did to keep families united and to protect people in our country. Look that every president in the lifetime of most members of Congress have acted upon protecting people.
If you meet the criteria, you can come out of the shadows and get right with the law. If you're a criminal, you'll be deported. If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up.
What the president has said, okay, the system is broken, so I'm going to go break it some more. And I'm going to move us further away from the rule of law instead of complying with the rule of law.
Well, the critics are going to call it amnesty. But as Senator Rubio has reminded us, Doing nothing, leaving the current system in place, is amnesty. What the president is calling for is accountability.
I continue to believe that the best way to solve this problem is by working together to pass that kind of common sense law. But until that happens, there are actions I have the legal authority to take as president, the same kinds of actions taken by Democratic and Republican presidents before me, that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just.
All I heard was contempt for the American people, as though he thought we were so stupid that somehow he could say that his illegal actions were legal and we would all turn over and roll over and believe it.
If we had it our way, President Obama would be signing a comprehensive immigration bill into law instead of an executive action. But we can't sit idly by, waiting for Republicans to act while homes are being broken up all across this nation.
To those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better, or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have one answer. Pass a bill.
We alone, I say it openly, we the Senate are waiting in our duty to stop this lawless administration and its unconstitutional amnesty.
Why not pass a bill? We had an opportunity. Let's be honest. Either say you're for it or against it, but don't use process as an excuse for not supporting immigration reform.
There we have it. The President of the United States last night making it legal for these folks coming in. Is this just the first step? What does it mean for people here in Idaho? We will talk about it. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And as I said yesterday when we were getting into it with a lot of folks, I really fear the erosion of the respectability of the presidency just by being all the names that he's being called, number one. Number two, take a look at what happened to President Bush and the names he was called. It wasn't right for him to be called names. Now you have President Obama being called the emperor, the monarch, and you have to wonder, is he? Let's go to Andrea in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Andrea. And let's go to Andrea in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Andrea. All right, it is 6:17. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's go to traffic. Bye.
Kevin Miller, KIDO Radio.
It's always better to give a turkey than to be one, and that's why we're here.
Gobble, gobble.
Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway.
Thank God it's...
Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Come on, it's balmy, it's warm, we're having a great time. Already people giving some turkeys, a young lady stopped by. Do we have her name, Jake? Jake, do we have her name? Okay, she left already. She gave us some banana bread, thanks for the turkey, and she said to remember the dogs and cats that need adoption. And you're right, ma'am, thank you very much. Thank everybody that has stopped out here and donated, and we continue on. We'll be here till tomorrow night at 6. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO, the President of the United States, laying the gauntlet down concerning immigration.
Big, big relief.
We're happy for myself and my friends and family. The president has finally taken action.
We use a lot of stability for me and my kids.
Well, what about the country? What about the country? And, of course, let's not forget about a story that we haven't been talking about.
You're under arrest for robbery! Stop resisting! You're under arrest for robbery!
That's Ferguson, Missouri. We will see how that plays out as well. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You know, I go back to this issue and think about where is the punishment? You have a young man here says that he's illegal and happy.
Finally, we are going to receive a legal status. That's what we wanted. That's what we're going to get. Perfect.
Right. And, you know, I was very troubled by the president last night when he's talking about that we've got these people here, what are we going to do? Deport them. Well, isn't that the right thing to do, but we don't have the political will to do it? And whether it's Jim in Middleton or Jim in Starr or other people, there's a sense of anger, and people are always talking about, well, we need to rise up and awaken the American people, and that these 5 million people will become voters for one particular party, the Democratic Party. I don't think so. I think that people are so out of touch that it just doesn't matter. It's like what Dave Burnett talked about earlier today, where you have the disclosure that the healthcare numbers have been phonied up because they've used dental records to kind of play the vibe of healthcare. And people are signing up for dental care, and it's healthcare. But when you have someone like Mr. Gruber say, we counted on the inactivity, the stupidity of the American people, hey, and you can get away with it, what's legalizing 5 million people that are here illegally? And, of course, what is this going to do? It's going to encourage more people to do what? To come here. And it's not a question of hospitality. It's not a question, hello, good morning, sir. It's not a question of compassion. It's a question of money. Jeff Sessions has talked about, Senator Sessions, Pat Buchanan has talked about it, I've talked about it. We have a great transfer of wealth, and we've seen that with NAFTA. We've seen that with GATT. We've seen that with everything else where Americans have been losing their jobs again and again and again, losing their jobs. Now you're going to flood a bunch of people into the workforce, low-skilled folks, and let's face it, guys, gals, where's your kid going to get a job? Let's go to Linda and Emmett at 580KIDO. Good morning, Linda.
When I watched a little bit of his speech last night, and my own opinion is that man went against so many of the tenets of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, that man should be impeached. There should be an immediate bill put in front of the Congress that man should lose his job. And I don't mean tomorrow, I mean today. He's a hypocrite. He never follows through with what he says. And if he says, well, oh, well, I didn't know that. I'll have to study up on that. What in the Sam Hill kind of president do we have?
Well, we have someone that has basically no respect for the law, and he should be impeached.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, I get so angry because he's not only cutting off the younger kids, you know, high school grads going to college, trying to find a job that they can, you know, make a decent living off of. And now what's going to happen is what happened in the early 90s, that a lot of these jobs are going to end up going overseas because they can pay less and get away with it.
Right.
And I, you know, I want to sit and cry for the condition that our country's in. Because it's been decimated by a group of selfish, egotistical, narcissistic idiots that really don't know what they're doing. They think they do, but they don't know what they're doing, and they don't know what's best for this country. And I would suggest that President Obama go back and read the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and find out that what he did last night was...
Well, Linda, we know he knows what he's doing.
Oh, I know.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
And that's what's scary.
You're right, Linda. God bless. Take care.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, 580-5436. Do want to thank our friend Terry from Cloverdale Funeral Home. Terry, we would have loved to have had you on, and thank you for your donation of 12 turkeys. And we owe you one. Y'all are such a great part of our community. Thank you for bringing in the traveling wall. Thank you for always having the flags up on Veterans Day, remembering our brave folks in the military. And thank you for donating 12 turkeys to the Boise Rescue Mission. And we do appreciate it, my friend, as you're driving back. So just another great part of our community, Terry from Cloverdale Funeral Home. I had a chance to talk to George from Star yesterday as well. So we are taking your calls here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We will talk to our friend Tom Munns coming up next. But first, here's the news at 580-KIDO.
DO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, taking your phone calls on the president last night. The president laying the smack down and just saying, hey, this is how it is. He's enforced the borders.
Overall, the number of people trying to cross our border illegally is at its lowest level since the 1970s.
Amazing. The president acknowledged there are a lot of people here that are here against the law.
We'll prioritize, just like law enforcement does every day. But even as we focus on deporting criminals, the fact is millions of immigrants in every state, of every race and nationality, still live here illegally. And let's be honest, tracking down, rounding up, and deporting millions of people isn't realistic. Anyone who suggests otherwise isn't being straight with you. It's also not who we are as Americans.
We don't enforce the laws. Let's go to Tom Munns, TomMunns.com, with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Hello, Tom Munns.
I guess rounding up people, if that's not what Americans do, then Christians and patriots don't have to worry about FEMA camps.
And I want to thank you, by the way, for defending me on Facebook. A lot of controversy over the shortened phone call yesterday, and you had to set a lot of folks straight.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's sometimes they don't understand that, you know, I think a lot of it is, well, I've been told somehow that some things I say are actually worth it. Worth some salt, which I'm very grateful for, and they were interested in hearing more. So I was going to ask if I could go a little more into the topic some other time. But, you know, when you have heartbreaks like that, most people don't understand that you have to, it's kind of strategic in the morning to figure out when you're going to call and see when we're going to be able to get in. So it's kind of funny, but, yeah.
So getting back to, sorry to get you off topic, so your reaction to the president's speech last night.
You know, if this doesn't make America's blood boil, I don't know what will. If the states and don't take action against this, and the people don't outright get angry and start showing up in the street, it's over. You know, this guy said that he doesn't, you know, he said that he's not an emperor. He's already admitted the fact that he's unlawful, and he's in your face doing it. You know, and then we have, Crapo. I got a letter from him last night that said, well, him and he's going to work with Jeff Sessions, and they're going to go ahead and write legislation to stop the executive order. I mean, is this for real? Is this the face of the Idaho Republican Party when we have Crapo saying, well, since he's in complete abandonment of the law, we're going to go ahead and write a law to prevent him from breaking the law? I mean, really? I mean, are you guys getting this? And the other thing, too, for you tin-headed conspiracy theorists, for those that think I am, have you ever heard of something called Aslan, Kevin?
No.
Aslan is something that is the Mexican it is the Mexican creation of a Mexican superstate.
I've heard of La Raza.
Well, the La Raza is simply the race. Obviously, they have their, you know, we have our version of white supremacy, I guess, at some point, but they've got theirs on brown. And the idea is they're taking over certain parts of America that include California and Nevada, Arizona, Utah, and Texas. And so this is, if you guys look it up, it's called Aslan. And they have this plan to be able to do this. But see, I don't know if that's really the part of it, or Obama's just violating Article 9 of the U.S. Code, or Title 9 or 4, I can't remember which. You know, the idea, most people don't realize the 7 years to be able to become legal was so they could assimilate. And so this proves that our tyrant president is actually not only breaking the law, that he doesn't care about our rule of law because he doesn't care about the simple fact of assimilation. This is the problem with America. If you can take 300 million people and you can make our Constitution relative and you can make every facet of our society relative and everybody's entitled to their own opinion, even in the rule of law. So what does this do to our law enforcement now? Do they not have a target on their forehead now? The citizens are going to be pissed. You know, the cops are going to be mad at the citizens because the citizens are angry. And we're not even looking at the root of the problem here. People are going to die, Kevin. If we don't get this thing figured out and our state legislature does not step up to the plate, people are going to die. The Mexicans are going to trash America like they did with Mexico in a lawless state. They're down there celebrating in our own Hispanic center, in our own town, celebrating the unlawful dictatorship of our president. I don't know what it's going to take for people to wake up, man.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a big party last night.
I mean, I can't stand up there with a flag by myself or with the 35 people that I'm used to seeing. You know, all of these people that have all these BSU flags. How about changing that for a minute and putting a freaking American flag on there and act like a damn American and start fighting for your country, or you're not going to be able to go to your BSU game. Unless they're going to do it like the Olympics and just entertain you.
Well, soccer will replace football.
Well, you know, and it's not like I got a big deal. I don't like football. I just think that BSU has just been one of those things that has completely undermined American liberty because it completely transfers the focus from the demise of a nation to this living vicariously for people on the field. Now, you know what? I can catch all the hell in the world for that. But you know what? At least if I've angered you, at least you're awake. Because right now, I don't see anybody. I see very, very few people awake, at least out ready to do something about it.
Tom Munns, we appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, man. Have a good day.
You too. We go to Doug in Nampa with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO.
Good morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey, Doug.
No, I don't agree with what Mr. Obama has done. And I think that's for those of us who have been watching him, and I know that there are listeners on your show that have been paying attention. But this is just another part of the Create Chaos plan to change America, fundamentally change America. And we know that Mr. Lewinsky has taught us that once you create chaos, somebody has to step in and resolve the chaos. And at that point, that's when Mr. Obama and his folks step in and come up with these wonderful plans to help us all.
Well, and it comes down to this. Let's take a listen.
And let's be honest. Tracking down, rounding up, and deporting millions of people isn't realistic. Anyone who suggests otherwise isn't being straight with you. It's also not who we are as Americans.
Amazing.
Yes, it is. And it is realistic. Now, you may not, you know, you may not be able to do it in 60 days or 90 days, but you know what? If you start doing it, people stop coming to America. And we have local law enforcement. Sure, they have a lot to do. No question about that. But you can't tell me that over the course of a year or two, they could not locate, simply by traffic stops, locate a lot of people in our that are illegally in our
country. Well, remember, Arizona tried to do that because that's a federal law, and they said, we'll be seeing you.
Yeah, well, that, you know, our state has to step up the plate. You know, Idaho is a conservative state. We're individualists, and I can see that at some point we in Idaho may, and other states, may have to say to this federal government, see you later.
The challenge with Idaho saying see you later to the federal government is right now they've got us hooked on the money.
Exactly.
Like they have people hooked on the drugs.
Exactly. And we as Idahoans have to say, okay, those of us that work anyway, and say, okay, well, I guess our taxes are going to go up. We're going to have to pay for our freedom. We're either going to pay for it in bullets or we're going to pay for it in money. And unfortunately, most of the public has brought this on themselves by sleeping. For the last two decades, we've been asleep with all of our little toys in our hands and all of these things that we perceive to be important in our lives, and just forgot about what it is to be an American and what it is to have the freedom that we've enjoyed for the last 10 decades, what my father and many, many grandfathers of your listeners died for.
Doug, great point. Thank you for the call. 580-543-6580-KIDO.
I'm going to be able to work for this community.
There you have it.
I'm very, very happy that we have that recognition that we are here.
I see.
This country, it's my country. It's my country. This is my country.
She says it's her country. Of course, she came in, broke the law, and has been rewarded by the President of the United States. We're here covering the big issue that impacts you, your reaction to the President's speech, 580-5436-580-KIDO. My favorite part of the speech last night was this one.
And let's be honest, tracking down, rounding up, and deporting millions of people isn't realistic. Anyone who suggests otherwise isn't being straight with you.
It's also not who we are as Americans.
So we don't enforce the law, Mr. President. We don't enforce the law. What do you think? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Time for traffic.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning, getting your reaction to the president's speech. Coming up next hour, we will hear from the president's defender and say that the president can do whatever he wants until Congress stops him or until we stop him as we move along here. It doesn't work, sir. Your mic's not on. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's go to Myron, moderate Myron from New Meadows, who we met yesterday, who came by and gave us a great donation. Good morning, sir. You're on 580-KIDO.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Great. Boy, you were all fired up yesterday.
Oh, well, it kind of goes with the territory. I wanted to issue a challenge, though,
okay,
if I could, with respect to the donation that we left for you. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I want to challenge every retired or active magistrate or judge or Supreme Court judge in the sound of your radio station to equal that challenge. There's quite a number of them that are retired, and while they don't have exceedingly great retirements, it's comfortable for them, and compared to the people that you're helping with your efforts today, it's a drop in the bucket to every one of those. So every active magistrate, every active judge, every retired magistrate, and every retired judge within the sound of this voice, I issue a challenge to them to equal that donation to help the cause that you're doing. And if so, that amount of money will surprise you, because there are quite a number of them.
Well, hopefully, can we disclose that you're a litigator?
Have done that in the past, tried to do my best efforts. I used to do a lot more than I do now, though.
So you've been in a courtroom a few times?
Oh, yes.
Well, moderate Myron, we appreciate it. Thank you for coming down from New Meadows yesterday, by the way.
You're very welcome, and I listen to your show often, and I think you do great work, such as you're doing for the rescue mission.
Well, don't be a stranger.
All right. You have a great day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
We go to Nicole joining us now from the Boise Rescue Mission Ministries. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're good. So your thoughts on our campaign so far?
It's an amazing, absolutely amazing. Everybody who donates a turkey just touches my heart. I think that the Treasure Valley is just an amazingly generous community.
And why?
Because they care. Look at all the turkeys we've gotten. You wouldn't see that in different places that I've lived.
How did you become involved with the Boise Rescue Mission Ministries?
About 2 years ago, City Light Home for Women and Children took me in. I was addicted, very bad. Couldn't even function throughout a day. And I got into their new life program, and they rescued me. They showed me the Lord. They showed me the love that the Lord has, and the people, everyone around me showed me this amazing love, and it has changed my life. I never knew that kind of love. So now I get to work for them and help rescue other people.
What were you addicted to?
Meth, alcohol, anything. Cigarettes, anything.
And what's it like now to be loved?
Oh, there's nothing else like it. I know now that if I have a problem or if I need help, there's people I can call, rain or shine, day or night, that would help me. And it's a very fulfilling feeling.
What do you say to people that are suffering right now that are addicted or that may be in a dangerous situation concerning domestic violence?
Reach out. Even if you think that you can't do it, you can. It takes a day at a time. It takes a minute at a time. And with that love, it is obtainable for anyone.
See, I keep wanting to call you Jennifer, but Nicole, you did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing here.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. Thank you for getting me through this. Quickly to traffic, 580-659, Kevin Miller in the morning. Do want to thank our friends at Team Subaru, Team Mazda for making this donation happen. So many people. We've got O from Eagle, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. We'll continue on with our coverage of President Obama's speech, your reaction. And in addition to that, more folks, more stories of hope, of triumph from the Boise Rescue Mission Ministries. Help us make a difference. We're here till Saturday night at 6. Give a turkey, don't be a turkey. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Good morning.